I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Well, here with me for another Healthy Eats segment is our own Upstate dietitian, Terry Podolak. Well, that sound is a sound for meditation and for mindfulness. Terry, why did you bring that sound today? What does it mean?
Those are my bells, and those are to trigger awareness, because that's what mindfulness really is, and that's what I'm happy to be here and talk about today, is the concept of mindfulness, mindful living, and mindful eating. So many of us are just in such a rush today. We're eating in a rush and not really paying attention to what we're doing and our digestion. And it's so, so important for us to just slow down. So the signal of the bells is to trigger us to just be aware, be present in the moment, and just appreciate what we are in right in the moment.
What we're doing. I mean, yes. What strikes me is that in our American society, with all the pressure, our tremendously harried and plugged in, overstimulated environment, very often eating becomes kind of a sideshow. You know, we're doing something else and then we're shoving food in our mouths.
And
don't really have any sense of what it is that we're eating or how it feels to be full.
People aren't enjoying their food or not noticing the taste and the texture. Mindfulness is becoming a very, very popular concept, which is great. One of the most important things, I think, with mindfulness and awareness is when you are hungry. Hunger is a normal physiological feeling. We should not feel guilty about feeling hungry. But many of us, because we're multitasking, we're totally avoiding our hunger until we're, all of a sudden. Right. And then you can't eat quick enough to get that blood sugar up high and feel better, and then you eat to the point where then you get the opposite direction, you're overfull, and you get uncomfortable. So when you eat fast, too, it's really hard to just even tell the quality of the food, the taste, and how your digestion is.
I read somewhere an interesting fact that after the first one or two bites of any food, mm-hmm. you really don't necessarily even enjoy it or need it.
Our senses go down
plow right through.
Like
Cookie Monster, we're eating all the cookies without even thinking about it.
Exactly. And it takes about 20 minutes, really, they say, for your body to signal that full feeling. So I think it's very, very important that everybody really take the time when you start to notice those initial stomach growling noises to make sure that you have something or that you're preparing to get something to eat before you get overly hungry. And then again, really tune into your fullness level after you've eaten a meal or during a meal. Say, you know, that neutral feeling. A lot of Americans, their feeling of fullness is that over-sluggish feeling, that very full feeling. But we all know, too, that you're going to have another meal again in 3 hours, so we don't need to stuff ourselves.
So it's not really a diet, because I think people develop a negative attitude about being on a diet.
Exactly.
It's more of a way of approaching food.
Exactly.
And
it's
almost
healthy.
Honoring your food.
Exactly. And I don't like the word diet anymore. I just like to say, what is your healthy lifestyle, your healthy menu, your healthy meal planning? So, again, just that important concept.
So how do people start? I mean, you know, we're promoting this idea.
Right.
I remember going through an exercise in a class that I took where they gave us a raisin, and they said, now I want you to put that raisin in your mouth and don't even chew it.
Yes.
Just begin to feel it.
Exactly.
It's a little impractical. I mean,
right.
It does give you the experience of what it's like to eat more mindfully.
Exactly.
It's a little
good question.
Impractical to do that every day.
So what I would do at your next meal, again, you know, tune into your hunger and your fullness level, but eat without distractions. Turn off your cell phones and turn off the computers. Again, it's totally trying to really maybe just enjoy the person you're eating with and have some moments of silence and really appreciate the food and where it came from.
And maybe do it in small increments. In other words, maybe take one day a week and say, this is going to be my day to try to learn how to eat more slowly and savor my food.
Yes, even with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea if you're not quite comfortable with a meal. But, yeah. And you don't have to do the entire meal, but just try little pieces of really being present with that food and slowing down.
And noticing the taste, the flavor, in a sense, honoring the food and where it came from.
Exactly.
Do you think something like planting a garden, especially with the warm temperatures coming and the opportunity for us to do that, reconnects us then
exactly.
to
that
our
could be
food?
A mindful activity. And mindfulness can, you know, go into any part of your life. Even exercise is important to do that mindfully, too, for healthy living.
What are some of the other benefits that you found when people do adopt this kind of approach to eating?
They're eating overall less. And they're eating healthier. So really appreciating. And mindfulness is non-judgmental. Please don't feel guilty if you're going to enjoy some sweets. But again, you're just eating that sweet very with a lot of awareness and attention. Eating your chips or whatever, just slowing down and really appreciating. Noticing the food that has fiber and doesn't have fiber. So I think ultimately it leads you to definitely eating much healthier. And a wonderful resource to get information is called the Center for Mindful Eating. If you Google TCME, it has wonderful resources for professionals and just the public.
And we'll have a link to that on our website.
Oh, that'd be great.
So I want to thank you once again. You're always bringing such wonderful information, very, very helpful and exciting. My guest has been our own upstate dietitian, Terry Podolak, for our Healthy Eat segment. Thanks, Terry.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.